Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
All right. Yes, sirree. That's the sound of rock cracking. And you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. We're glad you're listening. All you new listeners, thank you for tuning in. And you just need a link to our show. Listen every week, because every week you're going to hear a great show just like today's show. You won't hear anywhere else but right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Let me tell you what's going on from this week's show. First of all, the sound of rock cracking. Let me tell you, some of the Obama team is cracking and there's some rocks falling off the team. I'm going to tell you about that in this week's Rock Splitting Obama Fact at the end of the show. And this week's Tombstone of the Week Award goes for an action. Sometimes it's words, sometimes it's a speech, sometimes it can be several things, but this time it's going for an action that President Obama did this past week. You need to know about it, and I think it's outrageous. He gave someone the Freedom Award and the highest civilian honor. I think it shows you exactly where he stands. So you don't want to miss this week's Tombstone of the Week Award given by Doc Holliday. And in saying tombstone, it's right in line for today's show, because the title of the show is Former Congressman Bob Beaupre and Doc Holliday team up to help save Tombstone. And I'm talking about Tombstone, Arizona. It's real. People are hurting. The city, it will die unless it gets some relief from the federal government's requirements, mandates, overregulations. And we're going to talk about that on today's show with former Colorado Congressman Bob Beaupre. He's been on this show before. He's a friend of ours. And he's going to help us understand what's going on in Tombstone, Arizona, so that you can understand what you need to do to help save Doc Holliday's town. And that's where the original Doc Holliday got famous. But now, I got one more thing on today's show, very special. Last week, we talked about the recall election, what's going on in the ground in Wisconsin, the recall election of Governor Scott Walker. The election is this week, as you're listening to the show, on June 5th, Tuesday. So we're going to go back to the ground and listen to Grant Sowell. He's a patriot up there in Wisconsin, and he is knocking on doors. And we're going to talk to him, get a report right there on the ground in Wisconsin. If you want to find out more, go back to last week's show. The whole show was about the Wisconsin recall and what's going on. Wow. Wow. Yes, I have to say it again, because we have got so much packed in all this show this week. Once again, we could talk about so many things. We will hit the news, some of the things that President Obama has said, some of the things going on in his campaign. But I've got to tell you that this show with former Congressman Bob Beaupre, with Grant Sowell, I just have to say, I think you're in store for some bad company right here. And I mean it in a good way. That's right, bad company, and that's what you got in today's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics as we get into the show right now. And first off, right off the bat, I have to tell you about this campaign news. Continually, we see, just like I told you 2 or 3 weeks ago, go back and listen to the show about the beginning of the end. And we had Winston Churchill's famous line, and I'm telling you, we're seeing Romney's poll numbers move up slowly. Obama's team is shaking in their boots. They're doing some things that are not really smart, and they're trying to figure out why they're losing.
what they need to look at their record and need to look what they've done, and they ought to be ashamed, and that's what the American people are looking at. But we are seeing some polling numbers starting to lean more toward Romney and getting closer in some of the swing states. We'll continue to watch that. We'll ask former Congressman from Colorado, Bob Beaupre, about that when we talk with him in just a few minutes. One of the things that it did not get this week's Tombstone of the Week award, but it very well could have, last week when President Obama, in his speech, giving out a Freedom of Medal award, and he called, he said the word Polish death camps, Polish concentration camps. Oh, he just offended 38 million Polish citizens, and he didn't have a clue. Well, I'm telling you, these things are catching up with the president over and over again. It's showing, and the Polish government came back and said that there was incompetency in the White House. They said it, okay? The world understands. When everybody thought we elected a messiah of the world and the American people had done something wonderful, the whole world rejoiced when President Obama was elected. But he's had to govern, and he's shown some foolish mistakes many, many ways. But on the international scene, we see where he has stuck his finger in the eye of the Polish people when he, after they worked hard with the Bush administration to get some missile defense, he just wiped it off and just left them high and dry. Our new allies, he left them high and dry. And then it continued to insult just last week. But also, I'll have to tell you, we will, since we're talking about the Medal of Freedom Award, the highest civilian award that can be given. And President Obama had to give that award to none other than Dolores Huerta. Dolores Huerta. And she got that because she's a longtime labor activist, but also she's the honorary chair of the Democratic Socialist of America. She loves Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, and she loves what he's done. She wishes America could do as good as Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. I'm telling you, the president just showed his colors. He gave the America's Medal of Freedom honor to a democratic socialist, someone who believes in socialism. Is it any wonder why President Obama gets called a socialist? Because it's true, and he awards those who he loves and follows their principles. She may have been his mentor for all we know. But that gets this week's Tombstone of the Week award from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And for all our listeners that don't know, the Tombstone of the Week award is given every week to a speech or an action or words that should be buried 6 feet beneath the ground under a tombstone. And talking about that, we told you today's show will be about Tombstone, Arizona. And I think the best thing to do is go to our interview with former Congressman Bob Beaupre from Colorado, because he's right out there in the West and knows that. Before we get to him, I do want to tell you that all our good friends right over at the official American Standard Playing Cards believe the foundation of this nation is strong. Their mission is for America to have her own playing cards while sowing seeds of liberty. And you can do that when you play cards with this deck of cards. And you can get yours today. And you learn more by going to my homepage and just look in my Doc Recommend section, or you can click on their ad. It's also found on my homepage. You'll be glad you did. Get your cards and help sow the seeds of liberty. And that's all it takes. Play all the card games you've ever wanted to play with a deck of cards, but use them with the American playing cards, and go to the website, check them out. Now, I told you we were going to go right to the ground, because the election is this week in Wisconsin. If you listen to this show before Tuesday, if you're in Wisconsin, make sure you vote. And if it's after Tuesday, listen to the show anyway, because you need to know why what happened in Wisconsin happened. It's because of patriots right there in Wisconsin. Join in with American patriots across the country. And we're going to go to one right now. His name is Grant Soule.
Hello, Doc. We're having a great time here with patriots from all across the nation. And I first want to thank you for being on your program, and I enjoy your program and think you're doing a great job.
Well,
I tell you, we are reaching people from every end of the spectrum. We're going door to door in all types of neighborhoods. We're hearing some who are very supportive of Scott Walker. They don't like this recall. It's costing the citizens about $17
million. $17 million. Wow.
Yeah. And the unions and liberals have spent over $60 million in a campaign against Scott Walker in this state.
Well, that shows you money is behind this, trying to get Scott Walker out. I saw an editorial cartoon that had a sign saying, recall Santa Claus because he didn't bring what I wanted. And
yeah, there's some very interesting signs here on both sides, I tell you. You have a lot of We Stand With Scott Walker signs, and then you have others that you'll see union signs with the blue fist and the red background, and you'll see signs at back at the bottom. It tells you it's paid for by the Democrat Party. And so you can kind of, it's just a battle going on. It's really a union or anti-union battle is what's happening.
Well, now you're right there in the thick of things. Are you working more in the cities? Are you out in the country? Or where do you see where you're working? What are you seeing?
I'm in a city probably a little larger than Tupelo, Mississippi, called Racine, Wisconsin, and it's right there on the bay of the Michigan Lake. And in fact, it's very nice, and we're reaching some of the finer neighborhoods, and then some of the low income neighborhoods, and in between, we're just going into a lot of different neighborhoods, people of different backgrounds, and you can certainly, sometimes you'll go down the street, and everybody on the street is for Barrett, Scott Walker's opponent. And we're also taking surveys about the presidential election. And some of them, those folks are for Obama. And I just had an interesting exchange a few moments ago.
Okay. What was that like?
Someone answered the door, and we asked them, given the choice between President Obama and Mitt Romney, who would you vote for? And they said, I guess I'll go with the lesser of two evils. I said, okay, and I was about to write the answer down. And they said, Barack Obama.
Okay.
So, and of course, they were for the other guy and not for Walker. So you get a little bit of that. But I'm going to say for every door like that, you'll get five that are for Walker. You know?
Of course, you talked about Barrett. He's run, the mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, is running against Scott Walker in this recall election. And so that's what you are finding people for Barrett, of course. But
yes. But Barrett, he has a record of raising taxes, and there's a lot of people who's not fond of him. And it, usually people are pretty clear. I mean, you get a few unsure answers, but for the most part, people are pretty clear who they like around here, whether it be Walker or Barrett or Romney or Obama.
Well, now, one of the things that I'm very interested in and know all the listeners around the country are, you said there's patriots from around the nation coming into Wisconsin. You're one of those. And you said by the hundreds and even by the thousands, I guess. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. The Tea Party Patriots are bringing in groups every 3 days, and then groups will leave out and other groups will come in. Now, some are staying right until throughout the duration of this campaign process. Some have been here for 3 weeks. But when we leave out, another group comes in, and I'm with the group now. And we have represented with us people from Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama, Ohio, Pennsylvania. We have just a lot of different states, and Illinois, you know. And so we've had just a wide variety of patriots coming together, working together, and really knocking on some doors, not only just encouraging them to stand with Scott Walker, but also taking surveys about the upcoming presidential election.
Well, now that's the thing that I think our listeners and especially myself, I'm interested in seeing how the ground game is going. The Tea Party Patriots have never been around for a previous presidential election. So do you think this is like a trial run-up for how some of the swing states may be approached by the Tea Party groups and other patriot groups?
I think so. And I think with the swing states, you're going to see a lot of the Tea Party, like Tea Party Patriots, Tea Party Express, Freedom Works, go into Florida, go into Ohio, Pennsylvania, and some of these swing states. You're going to see more of that. So this is kind of really, I think, a ground game that's helping us learn to work together and going into states. Certainly, we who are like-minded are going to work together in this effort, but the other side has been doing it for years.
You know? On-site report right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and I want to mention this is airing. The election will be on Tuesday, June the 5th, so if you haven't voted, if you live in Wisconsin, get out there and vote. Encourage all your friends and neighbors to. Any last words you want to say, Grant?
I just want to say keep on, Doc Holliday, with your work, and keep on getting the message out. I think us working together, and especially through social media, is going to make the difference. So thanks for having me on and doing a great job.
All right. Appreciate it. And that was Grant Soule, one of the many volunteers right there on the ground in Wisconsin. Volunteers from all over the nation. And in just a minute, we're going to go to our exclusive interview with former Congressman Bob Beaupre, Colorado, talking about Tombstone, Arizona, what's going on. And before we go to him, I want to remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. We appreciate you listening to us. And I want to tell you about a book that you need to get if you really care about this country and this election. That book is by Doc Holliday. It's also called Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can go to the website, getobamaoutnow.com, and you can order your book. Or if you want to go to Amazon, just look up Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And if you want to order on Amazon, help yourself. And I just want to tell you that you can get this book for yourself, get some for your friends, get some for your liberal friends who need to know what's going on with this election. Very important election. You need the book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Go to the website, getobamaoutnow.com. And we're about to get into our interview with former Congressman Bob Beaupre. Let me get you a little introduction. Right now in Tombstone, Arizona, about a town of 1,600 people, give or take a few, in the middle of a desert, they are in a dire need of water. The reason why? A couple years ago, wildfires burnt through, big floods came through the next year and washed down mountainslides, mudslides, boulders came down on top of the pipes that bring in water from the springs and the mountain springs that brings water to Tombstone. But they need to be repaired. They need to get bulldozers and some equipment in there to repair the water lines. It is on federal property, and the federal government says no, you must come in with pickaxes and you can't use any machinery, because that's what the federal government told them. We have people in a crisis. And this has never happened before. The federal government, until the Obama administration got a hold of this, has always helped out towns and people. So we're going to talk about that with Bob Beaupre. And then he has been on this show before. We're glad to welcome him back. And here he is.
How are you?
Doc Holliday here.
Good to be talking to you again, Doc.
Great to hear your voice again, too.
Thank you, my friend.
Well, look, today we're going to talk about how the federal government is killing Tombstone, Arizona.
The town that won't die.
Tell me, what can Doc Holliday and Bob Beaupre do to help save Tombstone, Arizona?
Well, you're doing a little bit of it right now by spreading the word. This is an egregious assault, I think, by the federal government on a small handful of people in a very small municipality. It also is an assault on states' rights. How can we help beyond giving a little bit of voice to it and creating more awareness? Contact Nick Dranias, Dranias, at the Goldwater Institute. And if you happen to be part or can touch somebody who is part of a group of people that might want to file a friend of the court brief on their behalf in this fight, that is most helpful as well, because ultimately, Doc, it would not surprise me in the least if this ends up in the lap of the Supreme Court, and it's a much bigger case, and not the water for a very dry town in Arizona isn't a pretty big case in its own right. But I really think this is a state sovereignty issue, a 10th Amendment issue, and I think it's critically important that given this this opportunity, if I can put it in quotes,
right,
that we all do our part to push back against this I believe an egregious overreach.
Well, now you help explain, walk us through. Some people don't understand the 10th Amendment. Just tell us, to help everybody understand, the 10th Amendment gives the rights to the states to any power that's not given, spelled out in the Constitution, that's state sovereignty. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, Doc. The Founding Fathers were absolute genius. And anybody who thinks that they weren't concerned about an overpowerful, an all-powerful federal government only needs to read the founding documents, specifically the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. They spelled out in very specific form, what the defined responsibilities were for the legislative branch, for the executive branch, the judicial branch, the court system, and then of course they adopted post haste the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments. And that 10th Amendment just to put an exclamation point on what they had already done, they said everything not spelled out in the Constitution of the United States as a responsibility and authority for the federal government was reserved to the people and to the various states. Now, we have seen over the course of our 200-plus-year history an egregious overreach, I believe, on the part of the federal government, and maybe never more so than in the last generation or so of us Americans that are currently alive. I think even that has been, that pales in comparison, the last generation, 25 years or so, pales in comparison to what we've seen in just the last 3.5 years.
It has grown. Yeah, you're right. This last 3.5 years. I was just reading last night in a book called The Triumvirate, talking about Madison, John Jay, and Alexander Hamilton, who wrote the Federalist the papers. But they, you know, it was Madison helped write the U.S. Constitution, and he really thought it was, he was a little bit taken aback, maybe insulted, that people said, well, you got to have these 10 Bill of Rights. But see, the people knew the government would try and steal away the rights of the people.
Right.
And that's why they would not pass the Constitution in the conventions until it was spelled out. And just like you said, the 10th Amendment is spelled out and people have trampled all over it. And right now in Tombstone, Arizona, like you said, it's getting played out. Here we got people, what, about 1,700 people in a town that... the federal government is actually by saying our laws trump your laws, and you can't get that water, you can't get machines in to dig up these pipes and redo your water lines.
Well, and in talking to Nick Granius at Goldwater, I said, what's really behind this? Is the federal government, do you think, trying to protect some sacred animal or varmint or
snail daughter
up there? He said what he really thinks is behind this is what we've seen way too much of, especially out here in the West, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting we'd be talking to Doc Holliday about Tombstone, Arizona, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the people need to know about it. We need to go national this, Bob.
what he thinks is really behind it is the federal government's effort to seize more and more and more of our water. And, of course, if you can control water, if you can shut the water off, you shut off development. And that's really what the federal government would like to do. At least, now, I shouldn't be so that general. A bunch of leftists in the federal government, they think humans are the problem. They think we're going to overpopulate the earth. They think a house is a bad house, a new house,
uh-huh.
That we shouldn't be building. We shouldn't be being human beings. And so every chance they get, and water is a key piece of it, every chance they get to put the kibosh on human development of just about any kind, they will do it, and they have used water as a weapon. Nick thinks, and I think he makes a pretty good argument, that that's really their logic here, is that they, if they can literally dry up the town and cause it to go away, and the people along with it, of course, that somehow they have served mankind a great deed.
What you just said, Bob, I think just epitomizes what is going on in the far left's mind. If Tombstone would become a ghost town,
yeah,
I think they would be happy and they would celebrate that there's more desert.
They don't recognize the history. They don't recognize the right of people to live not only where they want, but the kind of life they want, and to really. I mean, you know, Doc, out here in the arid Southwest, water is more precious than gold. Without it, we don't do anything. We don't grow crops. We don't survive. We don't do anything. And when you've got a natural disaster, as happened in Tombstone, where they had a fire up in the canyon, the fire, of course, destroys the vegetation. Along comes the heavy rainstorms. That softens. Mm-hmm. What soil is there? It creates a slide down the mountain. They have a bunch of boulders bigger than cars collapse their water utility system and block about 75% of all the springs that feed Tombstone, as I understand it, are completely shut off. So here they are, literally high and dry. And all they want to do is get up there and fix it. Take some backhoes and bulldozers up there and fix it. It is an emergency. I don't know that you could describe a bigger, more immediate emergency.
That people have to have water.
You got to have it quick. And this is a freshwater supply. It's their only real high-quality water supply. They've got some wells, but I understand they are continually getting more contaminated with arsenic, so this really is their lifeblood. And along comes the federal government and says, nope, you can't take any equipment up there. You can take a pack mule, take a pickaxe, a shovel, and a wheelbarrow, and God bless you, good luck.
And they want them pick away those boulders and break them into rock.
we know how successful they would be in restoring a water utility. No, this... Jan Brewer was absolutely right, the governor of Arizona, in declaring a state of emergency, and that's when the federal government steps in and says the governor of the state doesn't have any authority over us. We're the federal government. Get out of the way. I mean, you mentioned Madison and Jay and Hamilton and the rest of the good old boys that were the founding fathers. If they're paying attention to this, and I expect they are, they have to be absolutely appalled at what has happened in the United States of America. You know, time was and nobody would have even thought about denying a town the right to go fix a problem that really was just an act of nature.
And here we are, you hear about the founding of our country, talking about people would help build barns, have barn buildings, and people help communities. And here is the federal government, a community's in need, and a community needs help, and they're not even asking the federal government to send them money, or they're not even asking them to send them bulldozers. They're just saying, let us get on the land so we can get this job done.
Exactly.
And it's really pathetic that a whole town may die, actually die, because of lack of water.
And lest we forget, there's another important component to this. You know, out west here, and certainly in Tombstone, Arizona, fires are a problem. We're in the fire season, and that's really what started this whole catastrophe. Was a fire that happened, I think it was in 2010, burnt the vegetation, and as I explained, then along comes a rainstorm, and then you got a mudslide. Getting into the fire season, Tombstone actually has an obligation to the federal government, to the Forest Service, that if there is a fire, to provide access to their limited water storage in Tombstone to fight the fires. They don't have any water storage now, so the federal government is basically cutting off their nose to spite their own face here and saying, you know, if forest fire be damned, if one happens and we don't have the water, oh well. I mean, it is really, as I find myself saying over and over again to describe the goings and comings of this administration, it's just dumb on top of stupid, Doc.
Well, dumb on top of stupid is exactly what it is. Now, is it an appointee by President Obama who has the ultimate control over the United States Forestry Service?
I have to believe so. Some fairly low-level bureaucrat at a moment's notice could make this go away. I have to believe that they have more than enough authority. Certainly, the regional head of the Forest Service could make this go away. At worst case, the Secretary of Interior, Ken Salazar, could make it go away. But I asked Nick at Goldwater that very question. You know the answer he says they've been given?
What's that?
Only the president could change this decision.
Only the president.
I said, boy, if issues like this are all landing on Barack Obama's desk, he must be a really, really busy man. And by all appearances to me, about all he's got time for is campaigning, not for taking care of the people.
Well, this should be a part of the campaign to see the stupidity. Like you said, dumb on top of stupid.
You bet.
It is dumbing down America. I can't believe that this is happening. And our listeners need to call their congressman and whoever to get to the administration and say, you know, if Obama plans on campaigning, this is his campaign, and he's killing people. He's putting people's lives at risk.
And if it can happen in Tombstone, Arizona, little bitty Tombstone, Arizona, it's only 1,600 people, but if it can happen there, it can happen any town, anywhere in the United States of America, to any state. That's the arrogance of this administration. They do it simply because they can.
Of course, I've been to Tombstone, and I know it's out there in the middle of nowhere. They need water, you go through the desert to get there. To me, you need to have these little oasis of people, and it helps, like you said, to have water to help fight a forest fire. If there's another, if there's a need for water, you got it in Tombstone, but you don't have it now because of the stupidity of the federal government.
Absolutely, stupidity and Australian arrogance on top of that.
Bob, I know we could talk about a lot of things. Before I let you go, I would love to get your intake on what do you see. You know, you from Colorado. Colorado used to be a swing state. They say now it's not even a swing state. Do you think that the people in Colorado have a chance to vote against Obama? What do you think?
I do, and let me give you an example as to why I hold out that hope.
Okay.
We historically... we've swung a little bit both ways in recent elections. But historically, on ballot issues, you know, tax referendums, property rights, gun rights, that sort of thing, we prove over and over again we're still a right of center state. While current polls suggest that Obama might have an advantage here by maybe 5 points, I think we'll end up doing exactly what I saw this morning. Florida has done. 2 months ago, Obama held, I think it was a 7, 8, 9 point lead in Florida over Mitt Romney. As of this morning, Quinnipiac, big polling firm, and they are not a Republican polling firm by any stretch of the imagination, they say that Romney's now got a 7 point lead over Barack Obama. 2 weeks ago, the same polling firm had him dead even. So I'm seeing movement in states like Florida. Carl Rove, who I had the privilege of talking to about a month ago, Carl is saying, predicting that that we're going to see some of that similar movement in other states around the country. I'm not quite ready to call it an easy election or even a Romney victory, but I do hold out hope that this thing can be won. And Lord knows, if you are concerned, and I don't mean to overstate this, I'm dead serious about it, I believe the direction, the fate of our great republic is at stake in this election. And, Mitt Romney doesn't have to be your favorite person in the world, but he and I hope a Republican Senate and House both are a far better bet to make of trying to restore some sanity and save this republic. And if Barack Obama gets another 4 years completely unrestrained, by any thought of re-election. God help us if that were to happen.
Well, that's the same way I feel and the way we feel here at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and that's exactly why I'm on the air. I know you do all you do with a line of sight, and if people want to keep up, you're right. You got great insight, and I love to read everything that you write and put out. What's your website people can go to, Bob?
A line of sight, and it's SIGHT, a line of sight, and you've got to put the A in the front of it, alineofsight.com. Go to the homepage. There's a sign-up button in the upper right-hand corner. Give us an email, and you'll get all our stuff.
Well, Bob, it's great talking to you again. We'll have to get you on again. You give us some great insight, and I tell you, being Doc Holliday, I am very, very concerned about Tombstone, Arizona. I'm glad you are, too, and let's work together to save that city and save America.
Well, I'm very much with you. I got to give you a quick little anecdote before I go. I'm sitting up here at our Buffalo Ranch up by the Continental Divide, looking out the window at a beautiful black quarter horse, and I got to tell you what his name is.
Well, what's his name, Bob?
Doc Holliday.
Well, you know I like that quarter horse.
We got three of them up here at the ranch. We got Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, and the prettiest one, of course, is Doc Holliday.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate you coming on this show, and we'll continue this friendship, and we'll continue working to bring America back to its full potential.
Take care, my friend.
Take care.
And that was former Congressman Bob Beaupre from Colorado talking to us right from his ranch, as he said, on the Continental Divide. Now, if you want to help out Tombstone, go to the Goldwater Institute, and we got it marked on this week's show, so you can go there and just check out what you can do to help Tombstone out. And we are running out of time. I gotta get right to this week's Rock Splitting Obama fact. I told you about it. When you hear rock cracking, we're seeing some rocks fall off the Obama team. Headlines: Democratic committee woman resigns from party, cites her Catholic faith. That came from Pennsylvania. Joanne Nardelli has been a Catholic Democrat her entire life. Her father was one before her, and she couldn't imagine a day where she couldn't be a Catholic Democrat. But she is no longer. And she's not just someone that said, hey, I've decided I don't want to be a Democrat anymore. She is one who, she's the president and founder of the Blair County Federation of Democratic Women. She's vice president of the Pennsylvania Women's Caucus. The first vice president of Pennsylvania State Federation of Democratic Women. And she has talked with and met with Hillary Clinton, gave a rosary to Joe Biden, and she's appeared on the cover of U.S. News and World Report, going to church with then-Senate candidate Bob Casey Jr. She is not just a run-of-the-mill. She has been a faithful Democrat. And now, just last week, she says no longer will she be a Democrat. She could not go. The straw that broke the camel's back was the Obama's enforcement of gay marriage and the Democratic Party's of let's get behind Obama and let's get with this gay marriage thing. And I've told you in shows in the past, go back and listen to our past shows, this is a rock that is cracking. This is rock splitting politics. When Obama embraced gay marriage, I'm telling you, it's going to have some repercussions for maybe years to come for the Democratic Party. Also, she's not the only one falling off. It's also Arthur Davis, former congressman, African-American Democrat congressman, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus in the past. He has said he can no longer go with the Democratic Party. He said this is not the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton, and it's too harsh against businesses. And he says he will no longer support the Democratic Party. He is more than likely going to become a Republican and may even run for office again. But he ran for Democratic governor, the Democratic Party's nomination for the governor of Alabama, and he got beaten that primary a couple years ago. But he is a former congressman from Alabama, African-American. He is getting off the Obama team, off the Democratic team. I'm telling you, this is rock-splitting politics, folks. So stay tuned next week. We're going to give you more. We're going to talk about what is going on with the NASCAR. Ned Ryan's going to be our guest, and he's going to tell us what's going on with getting people signed up to vote. So listen in next week, and don't forget, getObamaOutNow.com. Go there.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.